I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. U.S. District 2 Congresswoman Yvette Harrell announced on her Facebook campaign page Wednesday night that she has conceded the District 2 race to challenger Gabe Vasquez. She stated that while disappointed by the final results, she was incredibly proud of her team and the work they did by serving the district and grateful for the steadfast support of so many along the way. She added that while the Vasquez victory was less than 1% in this election, she's confident in the party's ability to retake the seat in the next election cycle. The pedestrian who was killed when struck by a driver of a pickup on West County Road in Hobbs on November the 1st was identified as 51-year-old Crescencio Garcia of San Antonio, Texas. That, according to Hobbs police, reports indicate that Garcia was walking on the road when he was struck by the truck. The driver of the pickup, who will not be identified, stayed at the scene and waited for police to arrive and answer questions about the incident and will not be charged. The Texas Department of Public Safety is asking the public's help in locating the driver of a semi-truck that struck a red 2006 Ford pickup around 12:30 p.m. Wednesday on State Highway 176, about 15 miles west of Andrews, and then left the scene. The driver of the pickup was killed, according to the DPS. The semi-truck in question is believed to be a white cab truck with a flat bed trailer carrying joints of large pipe. The trailer sustained damage on the left side. Anyone with information on this case are encouraged to call 432-498-2131. The victim has not yet been identified. Eddy County Commissioners approved a declaration of intent with Frontier Field Services, LLC of Houston, to build a natural gas processing plant near Carlsbad. And industrial revenue bonds of $300 million will be used to fund the project. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.